We are back here with another episode of the Wildcat Weekly. It's Bobby Jerome alongside myself, Kurt Pickering. We have a lot of updates. The basketball team has been rolling, currently on a 5-game win streak. Other sports, wrestling, they're doing great. Hockey, they're playing up to potential. So, Bobby, why don't you get started with some news?
Well, starting off with the wrestling cats, the wrestling team defeated Warren Holland 54-24 this past weekend, and Padua 75-0. Padua did not win a single match against the Wildcats this past week. Very impressive.
Matt Katz going crazy.
The team is now tied a school record for the most dual wins in a season, and they will look to break that record Saturday, 2 days from today, against Western Reserve Academy
Streetsboro. And it seems that this year for these seniors, a lot of guys have been breaking records. You know, looking back at the Golf Cats, they broke the record for most wins. They had 12. That's a school record. They had school record in the state tournament. I believe they shot a 609. They had three records this year, and one of them was third best in OHSAA state final history. So, a lot of teams seem to be breaking records. The Matt Cats, just stepped it up. I believe that's the fourth record that's been broken for Ignatius Athletics this season.
When it comes to team success, I believe that's the third or the fourth. Yeah. It's very impressive season for Ignatius Athletics. Some of it's been getting a little looked over, but it's either way, it's a very impressive season for the Cats so far. Good job and good luck going forward to the wrestling Cats. Moving on, the bowling team, the Alley Cats, this past weekend had their last match of the official season. The varsity team won against Westlake, unfortunately being just shy of making it to the varsity championship. JV won their first match against Lutheran West and advanced to the JV championship against Padua next weekend. Each team had a great season, and they're looking forward to sectionals in 2 weeks. So good luck to the Alley Cats moving forward as well. And now going on to the hockey team. The Ice Cats had just one game this past weekend against Olentangy Orange. They won 3-2 against Olentangy in overtime. And next weekend is senior night. So, the Hockey Cats have also been playing up to their potential this past season. I know a couple weeks ago they did lose to Eds once again, but they are playing up to their potential this year. It's some things are just moving forward very well for the Hockey Cats, and it should be a fun postseason. They should be surprising some teams. I know some people might speculate that they've lost a beat this year and are taking a step back, but this team still has the potential to go far.
So the basketball Cats, as many of you guys remember, if you've been staying tuned, and just really listen to some of the broadcasts on SIBN, but the Wildcats started off the year on a 5-0 win streak. Then after that, they took a few tough battles against St. Ed's, who's currently ranked number 2 in Northeast Ohio. Then they battled up against Lutheran East, who's still a 7-0 team, very, very strong and senior-led. And then they took a loss against Hillsdale-Bradley, as well as St. Vincent St. Mary. So the Wildcats started off on a 5-game win streak, moved to a 4-game losing streak, and now, today, it stands that we're on a 5-game win streak. Rainer has been playing out of his mind. Against Cleveland Heights, that was 2 games ago, Henry had scored 26 points, just beefing up his average, improving on this absolutely stellar year. I mean, it's exactly what was expected for the only college commit on the team.
And this is what we have expected from the 3-year starter on the Wildcats. He's definitely lived up to his potential. All 3 of his years he's started for the Varsity Cats. Rainer, like you said, he's just playing out of his mind. He's the leader of this team, and this team has a lot of young guys on it, and he's really been the mentor for all of them going forward. It's going to be fun to watch this team in the playoffs, and like I've said in previous broadcasts, these losses that the Wildcats are taking, one, are against some of the best teams in the area,
exactly,
if not the best teams
like
in the area.
Yeah, like I said,
where they're not expected to win all these games, but they're keeping all these games close. They can still compete with the top teams in the area. And all you need, if you go against one of these teams in the playoffs, is the right thing to happen one time. You might be coming out with a win against these guys.
Yeah.
The basketball Cats do have the potential to go very, very far in the playoffs. A lot further than you may think.
And, you know, you have to remember the Wildcats 2 years ago up against Brecksville. It's a 4-overtime game that ended their playoff run. Last year, going up against a very talented Brush squad, I believe they lost by 3 points, came down to free throws in the end, and the Wildcats were unable, you know, to finish that one, and that's how the playoff run ended last year. All these runs, you know, the Wildcats make. Coach Cam, as he harps almost every time I interview him, basketball is a game of runs. Basketball is a game of runs. It's something he says, and the Wildcats are really taking advantage of these runs. You know, more often we're seeing, you know, 7-1 runs, 7-0 runs, 8-0 runs. Even we saw a 33-1 run to start off the Cleveland Central Catholic game. You know, the basketball Cats, they have a lot of potential. And, you know, like you said, you know, St. Vincent St. Mary, they're ranked number 1. We lost to them. St. Ed's, number 2. We lost to them. Lutheran East, number 4. We lost to them. And number 5 is Medina. And we beat Medina. Ignatius is currently ranked number 8. But, you know, they're playing out of their minds right now. And they very well, you know, could make a deep run in the playoffs. They're always a great team to watch. So, you know, Cleveland Heights game, Henry at 26. In that game, the Wildcats won 57-51. John Efforts also had a good game with 12 points. And following that, they went up against Villa Angela St. Joseph on the 23rd.
In the Purple Palace.
In the Purple Palace. One of my favorite gyms. The players don't like it. It's a tile floor. But, you know, it's always a great place to be. Very historic. Clark Kellogg walked those halls and took them to a 51-point performance in the 79 state championship, even though they lost the game. But, you know, Clark Kellogg, one of the most famous faces to walk through VASJ.
One of the most famous faces to play Ohio high school basketball.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, after talking to Henry Rangers after his 26-point performance, you know, I have his quote here, and it reads, "I got hot because I stayed alert on the offensive boards. My first points were an and-one off an offensive rebound and then a fast break. We have such great shooters. They open up the floor for us bigs, and it helps a lot." You know, Rainer took that mentality into the game against VASJ. You know, and Coach Cam, even after the game against Cleveland or against Cleveland Heights, you know, his quote, "We cannot get caught up on those losses. It's so important for us to be able to bounce back after tough losses and get that confidence back," as he's referring to the 4-game losing streak. And now that they've taken back a 4-game win streak with VISJ on the horizon, Coach said, "It's a long season and we want to play our best basketball toward the end. We are getting better and it's great to see." And, you know, he can't be more right, because the game against VISJ finished in the Wildcats' favor. A big game for a lot of role players, and they took back what they had earlier in the year with a 5-game win streak. The Wildcats won that one 70. Let me see. Hold on. I just had it. Hold on. The Wildcats won that one 71-37. You know, a huge game. VASJ was not expected to beat the Cats. But one thing to note is at halftime, it was in a ridiculously close game. It was 27-20. That was not expected. And they came out of the half, and in the third quarter, they outscored the Vikings 23-7. And, you know, the Wildcats have been known to be a third-quarter team. A lot of players have said that they want to play good in all four quarters and not just one. And that's exactly what the Wildcats are doing. So, as we record this on Thursday, the 28th, senior night for the Basketball Cats is tomorrow night against Benedictine. And another win that the Wildcats should be able to pull away with and put them on a 6-game win streak, which they need. Momentum needs to be in their favor with another battle against the St. Edward Eagles coming up following the Benedictine game.
And it's also senior night for us SIBN guys. And, you know, we're happy that we're able to have a senior night with the Basketball Cats every season. And we're very grateful for what we've experienced here at the SIBN the past few years. But, yeah, going forward with the Basketball Cats, it's a game of runs. They're on a run right now. Let's see if they can keep pushing forward and finish it out. Beat St. Ed's. That's the next goal, but then comes playoff time.
Exactly. And, you know, be sure to tune in there on the SIBN a little early for that so you can see the ceremonies for those 5 Wildcats that definitely deserve How should I word this? I'll restart. Be sure to tune in on the SIBN a little early so you can see the ceremonies for those seniors who have put so much work in on the floor and really brought a lot of victories to St. Ignatius Athletics in their 4 years.
And they can figure out what we look like. Moving on, final sport of the week. Swimming and diving. The Aquacats defeated the Rocky River Pirates this past Monday and were able to claim a few new pool records. Yesterday, the Aquacats fell to the Cardinals at St. Charles. But they put up a hard fight, losing 79-71. Up next, the JV squad will swim at the JV Championship next Sunday at Spire Academy. The Aquacats once again having a fantastic season. Tyler Hong is not only ranked one of the best swimmers in the state, but some people are calling him one of the best swimmers in the country. He set multiple different records his freshman year, and he's continuing to set records as his career goes on here at Ignatius. He's going to go down as one of the best swimmers in Wildcat history, if not the best swimmer in Wildcat history. Will Klaus also having a fantastic season, the senior. With his entire family have been fantastic divers for the Wildcats. Best of luck for them going into the future. And moving on, we have some more news going on around Wildcat athletics. We are very grateful for the coaching career of offensive coordinator Coach Restifo. I know he's helped Coach Kyle lead the team to 11 state championships in the past. He came from Cathedral Latin, went and played with Coach Kyle at John Carroll, and they've had that bond ever since then. Coach Restifo has been an amazing football coach who's back in the 90s when the Cats were going on runs of 4 or 5 state championships in a row. That was basically an NFL offense at the time that they were running. And Coach Restifo was the one who learned from all the top guys at top colleges and even at the NFL level and upgraded the offense to meet the standards of college athletes and NFL athletes. But the Wildcats over the years have had some of the best offenses ever. I know from when he started as a coach here at St. Ignatius, right when the Coach Kyle regime started, the Wildcats are still running a mostly run offense with some tight end play action. Coach Restifo updated it to having the quarterback be a central key component of the offense and actually needing a good quarterback to have success, upgrading the passing game, and really, he's been one of the best quarterback coaches in the state of Ohio as well, coaching Ragone, who is now the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, I believe. Coaching Brian Hoyer, who's had a great NFL career and is still going strong.
He's got a ring.
He's got a ring too. He's had a very successful career as a coach, and we wish all the best for him going forward. There's a reason why the Wildcats have won 11 state championships in football, and he's one of the big reasons.
Definitely agree. You know, he's done a lot of work this year as well, you know, making QB decisions, some tough QB decisions, as we've seen Joe Pfaff take over in the end of the year, you know, being a key cornerstone for quarterback decisions and their play. You know, the Wildcats made a good run into the playoffs, and, you know, that's thanks to the decision of putting Joe Pfaff in there, who's, you know, wrapped up his junior year very solid. And looking to take what he learned from Nick Restifo into his senior season, where I'm sure he'll take the starting role. So finally, what we want to close in on is National Signing Day. That will be this Wednesday. It'll be a very, very limited quantity of people who will be allowed in that event. Just, I think they're having two family members or their two closest family members being allowed to go to the Breen Center, where they're going to have a celebration where they will all line up on the stage, and after that, they will head to, I believe, the atrium, where we will be doing a few interviews, as well as that's where they will be taking their video of them putting on their hat and actually signing the paper, I believe. So National Signing Day will be Wednesday, so you can tune in on the SIBN for that. And in addition, on the Wildcat Weekly, next week, we are going to do a full podcast on reading over those bios. Bobby and I will take turn, you know, letting you know how their Ignatius career have been, what they're moving on, you know, where they're committing to. So that is definitely a big news or a big step for those seniors, and a lot of news that I'm sure you guys want to hear on the podcast.
And it's going to be a very fun week next week. Getting to maybe be able to bring some people onto this podcast who are some of the athletes who are signed to different colleges, and getting to talk to them about their time here at St. Ignatius and how they've enjoyed their Ignatius career as an athlete and how it's formed who they are. But it should be a fun week next week. It's going to be a fun week this week coming up, really cracking down nearing the end of the winter sports season, starting to get ready for playoffs. February is just around the corner, surprisingly, but it'll be a very fun week coming up. So that will conclude this week's edition of the Wildcat Weekly. Best wishes to you and your families going forward. On behalf of Kurt Pickering, I'm Bobby Jerome signing off. Stay well and go Cats.